local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It would be right around this time where things would be very quiet on the roads, and we'd just all be basically taking up space here during traffic and weather together on the fives. Mm-hmm. Not that way tonight, though, at least for now. We are still seeing heavy slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. This due to an accident that is just past the on-ramp from 9 Mile Road. Did not come at a great time. Not that there would be any great time, but definitely with people getting off work at Navy Federal trying to get eastbound on 9 Mile onto the interstate. Heavy slowdowns on I-10 eastbound right now. We've got heavy slowdowns essentially from Pine Forest Road all the way back to Navy Federal's campus due to that accident, and also slowdowns on Pine Forest Road in both north and southbound directions between I-10 and 9 Mile Road. So that is very heavy. Really the top story here locally is when can we get these things cleaned up? Well, not quite yet. We're working on it for you. Just give us some time and give FHB and any EMS service on their little bit more patience here today. With that, we say good evening. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive home. Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today. Besides the traffic, which we'll get another update here in just a matter of a couple of minutes here, along with the weather. Our top three stories start in Israel, where the Israelis now will allow daily four-hour pauses in the fighting in Gaza against Hamas. The White House says that the pauses will allow people in northern Gaza to head south towards Egypt. Two humanitarian corridors will also be established in the Gaza Strip. President Biden says there's no chance of a full ceasefire at this time, and he's optimistic in the effort to free the hostages held by Hamas. Pentagon officials say American troops have been hit four times since the U.S. conducted an airstrike in Syria, and that was yesterday. F-15s conducted an airstrike on a weapons facility used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and affiliated groups. The following day, the Pentagon reported at least four new attacks by Iranian-backed groups on U.S. bases in the Middle East. Also here in the United States, a balance of power shift could be coming in the Senate as Democratic Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin announced he is not seeking re-election next year.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia.
And the senator made that announcement on social media today. The current frontrunner for his seat would be the Republican governor, Jim Justice. That means we could be looking at a Senate Republican and Democrat split in the Senate. So that's something to certainly monitor. And the 2024 election just got more interesting there. 6:15, Austin, I know I covered it pretty heavily there, so still seeing slowdowns on in the I-10, 9 Mile Pine Forest area. If there's no update, anything else going on around the listening area that you see?
Yeah, well, for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. But no, Joe, yeah, the talk of the town right now is definitely that area. If you're heading eastbound on 9 Mile Road trying to merge on to I-10, you are going to be encountering some serious backup traffic. And if you're heading eastbound towards Pine Forest on 9 Mile Road, it's backed up there as well. And as you've been saying, Pine Forest Road itself in that area is giving us some trouble. Beyond that, though, there's not a ton going on. There is some congestion on Caroline Street past downtown Milton, if you're especially if you're traveling eastbound near Airport Road. We've had some accident reports there, and we're seeing some backups as a result of that.
Cloudy skies are taking over, and it will be mostly cloudy right on through the weekend and for Veterans Day as well. Also, there's a rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's about 40 to maybe 50%. Nothing real extreme, but definitely a chance a few showers will pass through the area over the next several days. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, so you have a fairly nice night on tap. Right now it's at 72 degrees, overnight low 66. And again, those rain chances, mostly cloudy skies settling in here over the next several days, and a little bit of a cool front coming in over the weekend as well. Taking a look at some local headlines today, well, some local parents of middle schoolers are upset over what they say was an alarming lack of information over threats that were made on social media. This morning, the Escambia Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook that they were aware of rumored social media threats made to area middle schools, but the threats were determined to not be credible. No other information was released. At least one of the schools at the center of these threats was Ransom Middle School, where parents say panicked students were calling parents to have them picked up.
I was scared and extremely upset, very, very angry that I did not even get a notification, a call, text, nothing.
That parent talked with Channel 3. A voicemail message was eventually put out by Principal Al Marsh. The VA today announcing a new pilot program that'll allow veterans to get minor surgeries quicker, and they won't have to travel as far to get them.
We're starting with simpler procedures. We're then going to go to more complex procedures that can still be done on an outpatient basis. And we're looking at opportunities to open inpatient capacity with the units that are not being utilized at the Naval Pensacola Hospital.
That's VA Undersecretary for Health Dr. Sharif El-Nahal, who says the partnership will lead to around 60 people being hired to keep up with demand. The program has been in place now for a couple of weeks and allows veterans to get certain outpatient operations at the Naval Hospital rather than needing to go to Biloxi or having a private referral. In Santa Rosa County, a year after being bypassed as commission chairman, District 3 Commissioner James Calkins will once again serve as vice chair for the coming year.
I really believe God is in control. He lets everything happen for a reason. I think Commissioner Parker did make the right decision a year ago to back Mr. Wright.
And this week, outgoing Commission Chairman Colton Wright nominated Sam Parker to serve as chairman. The board unanimously agreed it will be Parker's second term as board chairman. FPL says customers should see their bills lower in the next couple of months.
Every dollar counts in this economy. And that's why this rate reduction is actually very good news for our customers in Northwest Florida.
Yeah, that is J.T. Young, company vice president. He talked to Channel 3. The reason is that the Public Service Commission approved lowering the storm restoration recovery charge. That is what allows the company to recoup and pay for the repairs after hurricanes. So Ian and Nicole, the one specifically here. So starting in January, most power bills in Northwest Florida should reduce by about $5. 620, we'll take a break. State and national headlines are coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Pensacola businesses are estimated to lose over $20,000 to cybercrimes this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Confirming any change to a financial transaction with a phone call can save time, embarrassment, and especially money when dealing with would-be criminals. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked with Mike Wood of the PPD about the passing of K-9 Officer Sino, something that was very painful for the Pensacola Police Department this week. Also did a lot of recapping of the debate from last night. The five contenders, of course, not President Trump, who was not there at it, but, you know, very interesting comments, a very substantial debate. The beginning of every hour on the podcast page, basically, we talk about that. So find any of those interviews or the segments at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now, on at 4 right after Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you, keeping you company here. Maybe you're stuck in traffic still, close to Navy Federal. Things look like they're getting better, though.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are.
So, yeah, that's good news there. 625, we'll get a check of the roads right now, Austin.
Yeah, so that area that we were just talking about is the sinister triangle formed by I-10, Nine Mile Road, and Pine Forest Road. We've been dealing with a lot of congestion there because of an accident that was sustained on I-10. But if you are now traveling eastbound on Nine Mile Road, trying to get onto I-10, it does appear to have cleared up some, though there is still some mild congestion. And there may be a bit more severe congestion on Nine Mile Road if you're heading eastbound towards Pine Forest. But other than that, it is seemingly breaking up rather nicely. And the same can be said about congestion on Caroline Street past downtown Milton. If you were heading eastbound near Airport Road, you may have experienced some backups. While it is still present, it's not looking too bad right now.
All right, very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum getting us caught up on the weather.
Cloudy skies are taking over, and it will be mostly cloudy right on through the weekend and for Veterans Day as well. Also, there's a rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's about 40 to maybe 50%. Nothing real extreme, but definitely a chance a few showers will pass through the area over the next several days. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, pretty decent, pleasant night tonight. A few clouds out there. Right now it's 72. The overnight low is just going to be 66. We do have that chance of rain, though, like he said, coming into the forecast picture tomorrow and really all weekend into early next week as well. Mostly cloudy skies each day, about a 40 to 50% chance of rain each day as well. A little bit of a cool front will push through, looking like Saturday night into Sunday. High temperatures are still going to be in the 70s, but just a little bit on the lower side. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at some state headlines today, the parents of the Parkland massacre victims are behind what's being called a first-of-its-kind human rights lawsuit.
It's time for us to go and find someone that won't ignore us. I think this is an extreme measure after looking at all these extreme tragedies.
Manuel Oliver and his family filed a human rights violation lawsuit against the U.S. government, claiming their son Joaquin's right to life was violated by U.S. gun policies that allowed the Stoneman Douglas killer to obtain a military-style assault rifle.
And the family of Maya Kowalski is getting more than $200 million in their lawsuit against the Tampa Bay Hospital. The Sarasota County family, who is at the center of a Netflix documentary, accused John Hopkins All Children's Hospital of falsely imprisoning Maya back in 2016. Her mother took her own life several months after the incident.
Today at Universal Studios, technical issues caused many rides to be closed. The park officials didn't specify what those issues were, but confirmed that a portion of the park was closed.
And two Hillsborough County deputies are hospitalized with serious injuries after they were run over on duty. The deputies responded to a call about a man acting irrationally. The 28-year-old suspect initially left in his car, but then returned at high speed and ran over the deputies, then was arrested. The sheriff called it an ambush, saying that Ralph Boozy had previously threatened to kill a deputy after a 2017 arrest.
Also, first-time unemployment claims are down last week. There were 5,400 new claims, which was down about 400 from the prior week. Taking a look at national headlines here, a trial started today for the man accused of attacking the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Paul Pelosi likely to testify about the incident. Also, prosecutors resting their case in the civil fraud trial of Donald Trump, so defense attorneys will start their case on Monday. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene introducing a resolution that calls for impeachment of the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Greene says that is accusing Mayorkas of high crimes and misdemeanors related to the southern border. The governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, says that more than $150 million will be available to people who lost family members or were seriously injured during the Maui wildfire. The Maui Recovery Fund will be available to qualifying survivors who are willing to release parties from any sort of liability in the fire. Pretty interesting there. Illegal immigrants who were caught by Texas cops would face criminal charges under a bill that's being debated today in the state legislature.
It's a humane, logical, and efficient approach to a problem created and fostered by the Biden administration's continued failure and refusal to secure our border.
That bill would allow police to transport illegal immigrants to a port of entry and order them to return to Mexico, even if they're not a Mexican citizen. If they refuse, the migrant would be detained and ordered to go before a judge. If passed, it would certainly face legal challenges. 6:30 right now. Coming up, look at our sports news. Thursday Night Football Talk.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. As the war between Hamas and Israel continues, Islamic Jihad has released two hostage videos
showing an elderly Israeli woman and a young boy, both kidnapped, taken into Gaza on October 7th, where they've been held ever since. And tonight, Richard Hecht, the lieutenant colonel, a spokesman for the Israeli military, described it best. He said, "This is psychological terrorism."
That's Fox's Trey Yingston, Southern Israel. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin off in a swing vote in the chambers, dropping his bid for re-election.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia.
Manchin's retirement could make it more difficult for Democrats to hold their slim majority. There's also speculation he could run for president. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Several years ago, its survival was in doubt. Today, the National Women's Soccer League landed a new broadcast rights deal said to be worth $240 million over 4 years. That valuation, according to both Adweek and the Wall Street Journal, citing people familiar with the matter. The NWSL's new media rights deal will put women's soccer matches on not only CBS Sports, its current partner, but also on ESPN, Scripps Sports, and Amazon's Prime Video. Stocks took a tumble today. The S&P 500 shed 35 points. The Dow Industrials dropped 220. If you have a Krispy Kreme shop near you, take note. On Saturday, Veterans Day, the donut shop will honor veterans and active military personnel, giving them a free donut and a small hot or iced coffee. No purchase necessary. Then, because Monday is World Kindness Day, each Krispy Kreme shop will give away a dozen glazed donuts free to the first 500 customers. Again, that's Monday. The chain says it hopes the giveaway will inspire millions of small acts of kindness. That's your money now.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson
goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watson deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. Do you know who Scott Tarnowski is? You shouldn't, but he's the official last night that ejected Giannis Antetokounmpo for slightly yelling and flexing in an opponent's face after throwing down a thunderous slam. I love when players celebrate, and Giannis did nothing wrong showing emotion. The only one who did something wrong was Scott, and he needs to realize that people paid to see the two-time MVP put on a show and not some pathetic referee. I'm Zach Gelb.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime. Tonight, it's a showdown in the Windy City when the Carolina Panthers take on the Chicago Bears. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Live from Chicago, it's the Panthers and the Bears on Thursday Night Football, and it's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now at News Radio 92.3, happy Thursday. Joe and Austin here, the second half hour of the third hour of the program, getting you caught up in everything going on in your world today, November 9th, 2023. The big story here locally, at least here throughout the afternoon, really, was the roads. We'll find out if that's still the case or things quieted down now, Austin.
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Coastal Machinery. Coastal Machinery Company with over 40 years in the business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview. But yes, looking at the roads here, very pleased to announce that a lot of the congestion we were seeing at I-10 near Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road has seemingly just about died down completely. There is some, if you're heading eastbound on 9 Mile Road towards Pine Forest Road, you may experience some minor hiccups there, but it's going to be pretty short-lived and nothing too crazy. As for the Milton area, we were looking past downtown towards an accident report that was on Caroline Street, heading eastbound near Airport Road. That has seemingly just about died down as well. If you're experiencing a backup in that area, it shouldn't hold you up too long.
All right. Pretty pleasant evening on tap here in the overnight hours. 66 is the low tonight. We have 77 for the high Friday. 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies. And Friday night down to 66 again, 50% chance of showers. Pretty much cloudy and 40 to 50% chance of rain for the weekend. Coming in on Sunday, looks like a bit of a cool front coming in that'll bring temperatures down for highs into the low 70s and the high 60s heading into early next week. But we'll say goodbye to the sunshine for a few days here. Hopefully some badly needed rain so we can get rid of those burn bans in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world tonight. Austin, I know we've got some college football. Yes. The 11th-ranked team in the country in action as Louisville takes on, was it Virginia, I think?
Yes.
All right. So that one just about to kick off, started at 6:30. It's on ESPN. NBA, there's two games in progress, or two games tonight, one in progress. The Pacers leading the Bucks 30-18. The nightcap at 8:30 is the Hawks and the Magic, and that game is taking place in Mexico City today.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Thursday night football, we've got the Bears 2-7 taking on the 1-7 Panthers. So a real barn burner there. I think the most intriguing thing about that game will be to find out if Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, if they just decide to quit at any point in the second half. And
it's going
to
be interesting.
Take the night off.
It's going to be interesting to see what they can decide to talk
about.
How
they fill time.
The entirety of that game. And our my official prediction, your not-so-official prediction, is 21-17 Bears.
Yeah. No, I think the Bears will win, and I think that's about right. Both teams, I think, will get a couple of turnovers. It'll be a low-scoring game, not – very, you know, fantasy friendly, for sure. So, yeah, I've got DJ Moore on my team. I kind of feel like I have to start him. For if he was not playing the Panthers, I would not be starting him. But I just kind of feel like he'll be super motivated. Not that he's not motivated any other week, but I think there will be a more concerted effort to get him the ball, to get him into the end zone, because he was traded from the Panthers, you know. That may not be at all a thought in the Bears' mind. It should be, though, because he's their best offensive player.
Well, not only that, but the Panthers are repping a sorry record for a reason.
Sure,
so
he's
all the more likely to shine offensively.
We hope so. 6:40, taking a look at some health business and science notes. I thought this was an interesting and cool story from Walmart. Today, mm-hmm. Tomorrow, nationwide, they're going to be making a change to accommodate customers with autism, PTSD, and other sensory disorders. That's, again, starting tomorrow. Sensory-friendly hours from 8 to 10 each morning. TVs will show a static image instead of videos. They'll also leave the music off and lower the lights. The company says, quote, "We hope our customers and associates will find the stores to be a little easier on the eyes and ears."
And researchers have discovered a black hole billions of light years from Earth. The findings, which were published Monday in the journal Nature Astronomy, says that the black hole formed 470 million years ago, making it the oldest black hole ever discovered. Researchers say it was born supermassive and that it is 10 times bigger than the black hole in our own Milky Way.
Interesting. Also in Hong Kong, Pizza Hut is introducing a new pizza featuring snake meat.
Mm-hmm.
Besides shredded snake meat, it includes black mushrooms and dried ham. It's inspired by a traditional snake stew and is available for a limited time. Somebody could be the you could have Bobby Flay or Gordon Ramsay come in here, call us up, and say, Joe, you don't understand what you're missing. Snake meat is the far superior delicacy when it comes to any sort of animal meat available in the culinary world. And I would say, that's a cool story, bro. I'm still not interested.
Well, Gordon or Bobby, if you're listening, I would love a slice, but I'm not going to Hong Kong for it.
Yeah.
A man was crushed to death by a robot arm that mistook him for a box of vegetables. It happened at a packing plant in South Korea. Officials say the robot grabbed the employee in his 40s and slammed his body against the conveyor belt. An investigation is currently underway.
Also, mortgage rates down to the biggest weekly drop since last year. The 30-year fixed rate went down to 7.5% this week, down from a quarter of a percentage point from the week before. Freddie Mac says it's the second straight week rates have gone down after rising for 7 weeks in a row.
And school vaccine exemptions for kindergartners are at the highest on record. CDC data looking at immunization programs for measles, mumps, and rubella, tetanus, polio, and chickenpox shots shows that less children are getting them now than before the COVID-19 pandemic. Vaccination coverage is at 93% this school year, down from 95%.
Pop culture notes today, the Hollywood actor strike is officially over.
The most elegant way was to get a percentage of the streaming platform's revenue share.
That is Fran Drescher, who is, I think, one of the union reps, formerly known as the Nanny, way back in the 90s. The strike lasted 118 days, the longest U.S. actor strike in history.
And Taylor Swift spent several weekends attending Travis Kelce's games. I didn't hear anything about that, Joe. Did you? And now her beau is returning the favor. The Chiefs are on their bye week, so Travis is headed to Argentina. After a trip to Frankfurt, Germany, when the Chiefs beat the Dolphins, he is now heading to Argentina, where Swift is performing starting tonight for 3 shows.
Yeah. Looking at the CMAs.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
Tracy Chapman is the first black woman to win a CMA award. Luke Combs' version of Fast Car won for Single of the Year. Chapman could not attend the ceremony, but said it was an honor for the song to be recognized 35 years after its debut.
And speaking of the CMAs and barriers being broken down for women, Lainey Wilson was the big winner last night. She won 5 awards total, including Female Vocalist of the Year and Entertainer of the Year. She is the first female to ever win that latter award since Taylor Swift in 2011.
Yeah, also the largest blue diamond to hit the auction block has sold. It sold for more than $44 million at Christie's. The more than 17-carat blue royal ring is now the most expensive jewel sold at auction this year. It had been part of a private collection for 50 years and will now be handed over to another collection. 6:45 right now. Austin, anything to concern ourselves with on the roads?
So I'm looking around here, and I'm looking at I-10. I'm looking at Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile, the roads that were giving us so much trouble this evening. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually seeing that the congestion on all three ends of that has just about cleared up entirely. So if you are experiencing congestion in that general vicinity, it should not be holding you up too long. And the same can be said about Caroline Street past Blackwater River. If you're heading eastbound towards Airport Road, that has greatly diminished as well. You shouldn't be experiencing much congestion there, if any.
Very good.
Clouds have been moving in, and it will be cloudy right on through this weekend. In fact, we've got a chance for rain, finally. Might see a few showers around the area. It's not a guarantee, but we're running about a 40 to maybe 50% chance for rain. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. High temperatures will be in the 70s with overnight lows mainly in the 60s, and some patchy fog during the late night and morning hours is possible. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, overall not bad this evening. 70 right now, 66 the low tonight, partly cloudy, and we are expecting a 50% chance of rain tomorrow through the next several days into early next week. So, you know, mostly cloudy, a little bit of a cool front coming in the weekend. So that is, I guess, something to look forward to as well. Plus, hopefully some rain so we can get rid of these burn bans in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties. Right now, though, 70 degrees. Taking a look at some wacky and weird stories here. starting in Memphis. A bank employee in Memphis was jailed after allegedly stealing money to buy his dream car. Joseph Herring was employed as an IT technician at the City of Memphis Employees Credit Union. A branch manager noticed $72,000 missing from the vault back in August, and a bank audit determined that Herring was the one in the branch at the time. He claims he won the money at an area casino. By the way, the dream car, a 2024 Volvo S60.
Very nice. And there was a time, speaking of cars, that when all the cool cars had fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror.
I remember it well.
I was about to say this is a trend that clearly Joe remembers. I do not. But the fun police banned it because they obstructed the driver's view, allegedly. Well, now the government wants you to stop putting rhinestones on the steering wheel as well. We can't have anything, can we, Joe? Apparently, there's a growing trend of people putting decorative emblem decals over the car logo in the center of the wheel. It's dangerous, but it could also even be deadly. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that if the airbags deploy, those decorations could become shrapnel-like projectiles.
They said that one person who had one, the rhinestone thing actually was in an accident. The airbags deployed, and they ended up losing an eye because of them. So I guess, you know, there's certainly some validity to that.
Absolutely.
Also, a man arrested for shooting fireworks at a helicopter in Georgia. That happened last month. The guy lives near a 12-acre wedding venue, which includes a helicopter pad in the middle of a large pond. Very common for weddings to end with a chopper that whisks the newlyweds away to their honeymoon. The man has had beef with this wedding venue for 15 years, and he was known to the local police community, but he took things a little too far this time. When he shot the fireworks at the helicopter, there was actually a bride and groom on board. I wonder if he tried to say, no, I was just celebrating with them.
Yeah.
I was trying to shoot it over the chopper that would explode, you know, as the chopper flew through it.
Either way, he's stupid.
Yeah, fortunately, though, he missed, and nobody was hurt. The man has been charged with terroristic threats and acts.
Yes.
You know, I think this is a classic case of, you know, obviously an old curmudgeon guy, but, you know, he gets a good acreage of land. He lives kind of in the middle of nowhere. And then somewhere along the line, this wedding venue buys the property right next to him and just set themselves apart. They said, hey, we know what we can do. We don't want to just host venues here. We want to have helicopters fly out of here every time that there's a wedding. So, you know, we get to charge more. So the bride and groom get the helicopter ride after their wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I understand. And again, that is my hypothesis. I do not know that for a fact.
I think that's fair.
But I think that's kind of what happened here, in which case I understand the frustration for sure. But you can't go around shooting fireworks at helicopters, especially when, you know, newlyweds are inside of them.
That is true. Not only that, but it says he's known by local authorities. At first, I thought that may have meant he just had, like, a criminal history, so he was already kind of unhinged.
Oh, I just think there's been, like, a lot of disturbances and issues between him and the
He had venue. Maybe just, like, I think even though, I don't know what the local authorities could necessarily do about this.
Maybe
but
he's been slowly, over the years, progressing from various techniques to now he was like, okay, well, I can't, you know, hand grenade, I can't have one of those, or I can't have, like, an actual bazooka, so what's the next best thing? Oh, yeah, fireworks.
I think he was calling, like, the authorities at times, trying to get them to take action, and they're like, well, there's no grounds for us to take action.
Sure.
So then he's just like,
all right,
I'll take action. Yeah, I think that's what happened.
All right, 6:50, final break this evening. Good news to finish up on Pensacola right now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators,
dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell him you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Mayor D.C. Reeves was elected 1 year ago. In conjunction with Civicon, Mayor Reeves will address the city of Pensacola next Tuesday from Sandra Beach Community Center with the state of the city. Hear the live address right here on News Radio 92.3 starting at 6 p.m. and watch it on the Pensacola News Journal live video streaming. Tune in to hear the progress in the past year and the future plans for our community next Tuesday starting at 6 p.m. on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
6:54 here at News Radio 92.3, finishing up, closing up shop on a Thursday. 1 day left. We do have high school football on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. Shameless plug there. Big playoff game tomorrow night as Escambia takes on Pine Forest. They played, yep, I believe, 3 weeks ago. Pine Forest won that one. Pine Forest, the higher seed at 4, Escambia at 5. So wow, we will have that one on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330, 99.1 FM on the FM side. Myself, Kate Thomas, will be on the call there. So we are very much looking forward to that one. That is going to be a really good game. Two of the area's best teams. I would say the two teams that we, Kate and I, after doing high school football this fall, are most familiar with. And, you know, very good teams. And as I said, they played 3 weeks ago. It was a touchdown, came down to the last play. So this is going to be really fun coming up tomorrow, 7:30. You can tune in to that. 6:55, final check of the roads and weather.
Well, this is what I've been wanting to say all night, and I'm glad that I can finally say it now. We're seeing virtually no congestion in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. If you're in some of the busier sections on some of these streets, such as like downtown, for example, or on some of the longer streets like 9 Mile Road, you may see little spurts of congestion, but nothing you're going to bat an eye at. And same thing with Caroline Street and Pace and Milton. Little splotches here and there, but nothing that's going to hold you up.
All right, very good. Alan Strum closing us out here.
Cloudy skies are taking over, and it will be mostly cloudy right on through the weekend and for Veterans Day as well. Also, there's a rain chance Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's about 40 to maybe 50%. Nothing real extreme, but definitely a chance a few showers will pass through the area over the next several days. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Very good. Right now, 70 degrees, overnight low 66. And again, cloudy conditions making their way into the area for the next several days. A little bit of a cool down over the weekend as well. So looking forward to that. Mm. All right. Taking a look here at some good news here as we finish up. I have some good news, actually. A teaser trailer coming out today for the long-awaited series Masters of the Air.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Apple TV+. First look at the Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks miniseries. I don't think Hanks is acting in it, but he's producing it. It stars Austin Butler and Callum Turner as soldiers running bombing raids over Nazi Germany as they deal with freezing conditions and lack of oxygen at 25,000 feet in the air. They have my attention.
Yeah, it sounds like something I definitely want to watch, but something I wouldn't want to be a part of. But looking at some good news here, as you said, a 40-year-old man in Las Vegas says his Apple Watch recently saved his life. Josh Furman says he has type 1 diabetes. When his blood sugar gets low, his insulin pump alerts him by sounding an alarm. However, recently, his blood sugar got so low that he lost consciousness while at home alone and hit his head on the floor. Furman says the watch detected the fall, called 911, and sent out alerts to the emergency contacts that he had set up.
Yeah, very cool there. An Uber driver in Washington State started his day like he normally does, filling up the gas tank. And while he was at the gas station, played the lottery and got $110,000.
Wow.
He says he's planning on paying off all his debt, taking his family on a dream vacation.
Very cool. Smart and selfless there. A boy in India has invented a mechanical smart spoon that will automatically stabilize itself to help his uncle eat through hand tremors caused by Parkinson's disease. Arav Anil, I think I'm saying that right, yeah. I hope I am, built the device with motors, sensors, and microelectronics, and also a 3D printer. It's now undergoing tests at a local university.
Also, a viola player, viola, I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, viola.
Caroline Buckman died in March of breast cancer at the age of 48. About a year before that, she had taken part in a recording session, but she had no idea what it was for. She and the other musicians only knew that they were working for Paul McCartney. He would show up, take pictures, and sign autographs with them. But as it turns out, they were actually recording music for the very last Beatles song, Now and Then.
Yes.
That's really cool. Buckman was a huge Beatles fan. Her mother got a call earlier this month that confirmed that her daughter was indeed part of the song. The mother says she would have been delirious about it. It's sad, but I am very, very proud of her. That is very cool.
Very wholesome.
Obviously, wish that Caroline was around to know that, but I think somewhere she does.
Yeah.
6:59, that'll do it for us here on a Thursday. We're back same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7, for a week up wrap-up edition of Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.